Well,
嗨，
I.
大家好，
Hello, everyone.
我是老陈。
I am Lao Chen.
今天是2026年7月17号，星期五。
Today is Friday, July 17, 2026.
今天的第一部分内容：
The first part of today's content.
一，路透社。
One way.
根据中国央行15号公布的数据测算
According to the data released by China's central bank on November 15,
中国银行业6月新增人民币贷款1.61万亿。
China's banking sector added RMB 1.61 trillion in new loans in June,
较5月的5200亿大幅上升。
increased significantly compared to 5 billion in May,
但仍低于市场预期的2万亿，
but still below the expected 2 trillion.
也不及去年同期的2.24万亿。
Not even as much as 2.24 trillion, which was the level in the same period last year.
由于中国央行不再公布单月贷款数据。
Due to the fact that the People's Bank of China no longer publishes monthly loan data,
路透社根据央行公布的上半年累计数据与前5个月数据推算出6月份的贷款数据。
According to Reuters, based on the loan data released by the central bank in the first half of the year, the loan data for June was calculated based on the data of the first 5 months.
数据显示。
The data shows that
今年上半年新增人民币贷款总额为10.72万亿。
The total amount of RMB loans added in the first half of this year was 10.72 trillion yuan,
低于去年同期的12.92万亿。
below last year's corresponding figure of 12.9 trillion,
反映出中国信贷增长持续放缓。
reflects the continued slowdown in China's credit growth.
路透社此前报道称，
Reuters reported earlier that,
由于贷款增长持续疲弱，
due to the continued weak growth in loans,
中国央行最近已通过窗口指导等方式，
the People's Bank of China has recently used methods such as window guidance,
敦促银行加大信贷投放力度。
urge banks to increase lending.
二
，Bowman 2,
2014年12月，
December 2014,
万达集团在贵州丹寨县开展社会创新扶贫调研的一场内部座谈会上，
in a series of internal talks held by Wonder Group in Dazhai County, Guizhou Province,
时任丹寨县长的徐留蔚在座谈会上提出，万达在丹寨投资的所有产业产生的经营利润，
When Zhu Liwei, who was then the county head of Danjai County, spoke at a meeting, he said that all businesses invested by Wonder in Danjai generated operating profits.
全部不允许贷出丹寨。
All loans to Dan are prohibited.
要统一注入双方共管的扶贫专项基金。
Unify the injection of both parties' jointly managed poverty alleviation special fund.
全部用于本地。
All used locally.
当时还是中国首富的王健林对此感到不满。
At that time, Wang Jianlin, who was still the richest man in China, felt dissatisfied.
认为这种模式下，
In this pattern,
企业完全没有投资收益回流。
the company has no investment and return of profits.
等于做纯公益。
Equivalent to doing pure charity.
他回应道
He replied,
那不如我每年直接固定给你们5亿。
How about I give you 500 million each year directly?
你们自己分得了。之后
After you've divided it among yourselves,
万达集团仍然在丹寨开展了长期的定点扶贫工作。
Wonder Group has been conducting long-term fixed poverty alleviation work in Danjai.
丹寨县也于2019年提前宣布脱贫摘帽。
Thanksin also announced its poverty alleviation and elimination of the hat in 2019.
而当时贵州最年轻的县长徐刘卫
And at that time, the youngest county magistrate in Gizhou, Zhu Liwei.
根据贵州省纪委监委7月16号的通报
According to the report released by the Discipline Commission of the Provincial Party Committee of Gizhou Province on July 16,
贵州省市场监督管理局党组成员徐刘卫涉嫌严重违纪违法。
Zhu Liwei, a member of the Party Committee of the Administration for Market Regulation in Gizhou Province, is suspected of serious violations of discipline and law.
目前
Previously,
正接受贵州省纪委监委纪律审查和监察调查。
Currently under investigation by the Discipline Inspection Commission and Supervision of Gizhou Province.
现在再回头看十几年前的那个座谈会
Looking back on that conference a few years ago.
对比今日的徐刘卫和万达王总的境遇真的很有意思。
It's really interesting to compare the current situation of Zhu Liwei and Wang Zong of Wonder.
三
Third,
金融时报13号援引一份调查报告
Financial Times cited a report.
美国和欧洲若要在制造业
The United States.And Europe, if they want to remain competitive in manufacturing,
科技等关键产业
science and technology, as well as other key industries,
摆脱对中国的依赖
break away from China,
需要在未来25年额外投资 23.6 万亿美元
In the next 25 years, an additional $23.6 trillion will need to be invested.
用于重建制造业体系
To rebuild the manufacturing industry.
恢复科研能力和搭建供应链网络等
Restore scientific and technological capabilities and build supply chain networks, etc.
对此
Regarding this,
中国政府外交部发言人表示
The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson stated that
上述观点恰恰说明了当前全球的产业链深度互嵌，优势
The above points clearly illustrate the current deep interdependence of global industrial chains.
互补，早已形成了一荣俱荣。
Complementarity has already formed a win-win situation.
一损俱损的利益共同体。
A win-win situation.
今天的第二部分内容。
The second part of today's content.
一
One,
俄乌战争最新进展
Latest developments in the Russia-Ukraine war
跟大家说说
Let me tell you
最近乌克兰政坛换人泽连斯基用国家石油天然气公司董事会主席科列斯基做新总理
Recently, the Ukrainian political landscape has undergone a change. Zelensky appointed Kolsky, chairman of the board of Naftogaz Ukraine, the national oil and gas company, as the new prime minister.
虽然有少量的反对声音，
although there are a few dissenting voices,
认为不应该这么频繁地换总理。
I think it shouldn't be so frequent to change the prime minister.
不过基本上还是比较顺利。
However, in general, it went pretty smoothly.
议会也通过了。
The parliament also passed it.
但是换国防部长在乌克兰引起了很大的争议。
However, replacing the defense minister in Ukraine has caused a lot of controversy.
7月16号
July 16th,
泽连斯基任命国家安全局前代理局长赫马拉为临时国防部长，接替费多罗夫。
Zelensky appointed Hemmer, former acting director of the security service, as interim defense minister to replace Fedorov.
但最高拉达目前尚未审议这项任命。费多罗。
However, the highest level of the Ladakh administration has not yet considered this appointment of Fedo.
罗夫表示。
Ruff said that.
他拒绝了泽连斯基提出的担任总统顾问或以其他方式留在泽连斯基团队的提议。
He refused Zelensky's offer to serve as an advisor or remain in the team through other means.
费多罗夫的解职引发了乌克兰至少18个城市的大规模抗议活动。
The dismissal of Doro has triggered large-scale protests in at least 18 cities in Ukraine,
包括基辅、利沃夫和哈尔科夫，
including Kyiv and Kharkiv.
此外，
in addition,
7月15号，
July 15th,
国防部前技术顾问，
former Defense Ministry Technical Advisor,
无人机和电子战专家别斯克列斯特诺夫宣布在费德罗夫被解职后
According to the expert in drones and electronic warfare, Bysk Kresnov, after Fedorov was dismissed,
他将不再为国防部提供任何服务。
He will no longer provide any services to the Ministry of Defense.
国防部长前顾问斯特年科宣布已不再为国防部工作。
Former Defense Ministry Advisor Chi Yincheng announced that he would no longer be working for the ministry.
7月16号
July 16th,
空军副司令叶里扎罗夫上校宣布在费多罗夫被解职后也辞职了。
Colonel Yazhurov, deputy commander of the Air Force, announced his resignation after Fedorov was dismissed.
这个事情的背景是
The background of this matter is
上任仅六个月的国防部长费多罗夫和乌军总司令希尔斯基长期不和。
In just 6 months of his tenure, Defense Minister Shoigu and Ukrainian Commander-in-Chief Zelensky have been in conflict for a long time.
两个人在战争理念、策略上有很大的分歧。
There are significant differences in war concepts and strategies between the two.
费多罗夫全力推动的无人机电子战改革
Dorov's full-fledged promotion of drone electronic warfare reform
无疑给乌克兰的战争手段带来了很多新的机会。
Undoubtedly, the war in Ukraine has brought many new problems to the means of warfare.
也取得了很大的战果。
Has also achieved great results.
同样 也占用了大量的资源。
Also consumed a lot of resources.
而武装部队总司令谢尔斯基要对整个战场负责。
And the overall commander of the armed forces, General Hilst, is responsible for the entire battlefield.
他希望国防部长领导下的文官系统能解决好。
He hopes that the civilian system under the leadership of the Minister of Defense can resolve the issue.
现在
Now,
乌军最头疼的兵员严重短缺问题。
The biggest problem for the German army is a severe shortage of manpower.
无人机虽然能大量杀伤俄军。
Drones can be used to inflict heavy casualties on the Russian army.
但如果前线没有足够的士兵，还是守不住防线。
But if the front lines don't have enough soldiers or can't hold the line.
现在国防部长和总司令的分歧。
The current split between the Minister of Defense and the Chief of Staff.
甚至是激烈的争执。
Even heated arguments.
使泽连斯基只能二选一。
Make Zelensky only have two options.
由于外界不可能了解乌克兰前线的真实情况。
Because the real situation on the front lines in Ukraine is impossible for outsiders to know.
是否因为缺少兵力，已经有了防线被突破的风险。
Is there a risk of having defensive lines breached due to lack of manpower?
我只能把这个情况当作一种猜测。
I can only consider this situation as a guess.
不过
However,
用国安局局长来代替费德罗夫这样一位技术官僚，也说明
Replacing a technical bureaucrat like Fyodorov with a head of the security service is also a sign that
泽连斯基对国防部的定位有所调整。
Minsk's position on the Ministry of Defense has been adjusted.
未来我们可以继续观察，换人后。
In the future, we can continue to observe after personnel changes.
到年底的这段时间。
During this period leading up to the end of the year,
乌克兰是否会大力加强征兵动员活动？
Will Ukraine intensify its conscription efforts?
如果出现调整征兵年龄
If the age for conscription is adjusted,
加大逃避兵役
Evade military service,
处罚大规模前线士兵轮换甚至扩军行动
Punish large-scale frontline soldier rotation and expansion operations.
就说明这次换人确实是兵员问题。
This indicates that the change of personnel was indeed due to a shortage of manpower.
士兵比无人机更紧迫。
Soldiers are more urgent than drones.
二
Roman II.
伊朗战争最新进展。
Latest developments in the Iran war.
第一。
First.
据媒体报道。
According to media reports.
美国中央司令部宣布。
The U.S. Central Command announced that.
7月16号对伊朗发动了连续第六晚的空袭。目标。
On July 16, the United States launched a series of air strikes against Iran.
是进一步削弱伊朗的军事能力。
To further weaken Iran's military capabilities.
第二。
Second.
美国中央司令部16号发布消息。
U.S. Central Command issued a statement.
美国海军陆战队当天在阿曼湾登上一艘游轮进行检查。
On the same day, U.S. Marines boarded a cruise ship in the Arabian Sea for inspection.
自封锁重新生效以来
，Since the lockdown has been reinstated，
美军已命令三艘试图绕过封锁的船只掉头。
The U.S. military has ordered three ships attempting to bypass the blockade to change course.
第三
Third,
美国国务院周三宣布
The U.S. State Department announced on Wednesday
鉴于中东战争升级，已批准向沙特出售价值 19.6 亿美元的武器。
Given the approval to sell weapons worth $19.6 billion to Saudi Arabia, which is due to the escalation of the Middle East conflict.
借此增强沙特的防空能力。
This will enhance Saudi Arabia's air defense capabilities.
在今天视频最后，向大家推荐一本经典的历史书籍。
In the final part of today's video, I would like to recommend a classic historical book.
史学大家吕思勉先生的代表作《中国通史》。
The representative work of the historian Lu Siyuan, China's History.
这是第一本白话。
This is the first book in vernacular language.
《中国通史》
The History of China.
不过有两点
However, there are two points to consider.
请大家注意
Please pay attention.
第一
First,
吕思勉先生有一些观点跟现在主流的教科书的内容有比较大的差异。
Mr. Lucy, some of his views differ significantly from the content of mainstream textbooks.
当然
Of course,
做学问就应该特立独行
Education should be independent.
第二
Second,
吕思勉先生是民国时代的人
Mr. Lucy, a prominent figure of the Republican era,
他写文章用的词汇
The vocabulary he uses when writing articles
文法和我们现代人是有一定差异的
The grammar and our modern language have some differences
这个也要注意
This is also something to pay attention to
我把这本书推荐给喜欢中国历史的朋友们
I recommend this book to my friends who are interested in Chinese history.
这本书在视频号平台。
This book is on the video platform.
我的账号。
My account.
北京陈书的商品橱窗有销售。
Beijing Chen Shu's storefront is for sale.
现在有特价，20多块钱。
Now there are special offers for around 20 yuan.
一本
One.
非常划算
Very cost effective.
有兴趣的朋友可以来看看
Friends who are interested can take a look.
好
Okay.
今天呢就跟大家聊这么多
Today I'll talk to you about this.
希望大家点赞转发关注
Hope everyone likes, shares, and follows.
谢谢大家，再见。
Thank you all. Goodbye.